We're going to study some of the Maral and the Haggadah. The latter part of the Haggadah, if you will, Kam Mamal Estovos Lamakom Malenu, where we have told the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and now we are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And an interesting language is used. Kama ma'alos tovos. Not just kama tovos, but kama ma'alos tovos. In other words, that we're not just thanking for good turns and good deeds and benefits, but for ma'alos. Ma'alos means not just virtues, but upliftments, levels, strata that we are going ma'ala mola, thanks to you, Hashem. We were taken from depths of servitude to heights of spiritual affinity with the Almighty. And these are ma'alos, not just tovos. Ma'alos tovos. So we're looking at Perek Nuntes. Perek Nuntes of the Maharal Sefer Gvuras Hashem. In these editions of the Maral, page Resh Samach. And I've numbered the sections or segments which we're going to cover. So we begin. Achar she'siper b'makos she'hev Yakadosh Baruch Hu al ha'mitzriyim ad she'hotziyam mi'mitzrayim. Once we've mentioned the makos, such that after makos b'choros, the Jewish people are set free, Chazer lahazkir kol atovos v'hachasodim she'osah HaKadosh Baruch Hu im Yisrael. The Baal Haggadah says that we are now going to list all the acts of kindness, all the ways in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has graced us. V'karam ma'alos tovos. They are being referred to as ma'alos tovos. Ki kol achas v'achas ma'alos nosefes, because each of them is a step up, one step or level higher than the previous ma'ala. K'meha ma'alos, as in steps, gradations. Shekolachas va'achas yesh la ilu yaisem in harishani. Each is a bit uplifted, a bit higher than the one before it. Kach hoyu elu ha'ma'alos, each of these 15 ma'alos, kolachas va'achas tosefes ma'alu madrega ad shehigiu el tachlis ha'madrega achreina. Each of them takes us a step higher and gives us a greater quality than the one before it, a greater quality, a greater new virtue, till we reach the highest level, which is He, Ubana Lona Beis HaBechiru, L'chapar Al Kol Avonoseinu, building the Beis HaMikdash in Eretz Yisrael, where we have the ability to serve Hashem and achieve forgiveness for our imperfections, our misdeeds. V'kulam heim tesvav milas. Altogether, there are 15. That number is no accident. V'cheshben zeh al tomar shehi b'mikra klal. Don't think for a moment, don't say that it's just circumstantially 15. No, not so. It's not just by any happenstance 15. Ki hacheshbon umispor ze nimtza shehoya me ezras noshim le ezras Yisrael tesvov malos. Note, the Maral says, that there were exactly 15 malos, and they were called malos, that led from ezras noshim up to ezras Yisrael to the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, remember, we're talking about the highest mala, which is the Beis HaBechira lechaper al kol avonoseinu. In the Beis HaBechira, in the Beis HaMikdash, that Azara, that courtyard, was a courtyard to which one ascended by walking up 15 malos. That number, therefore, being no accident, has to be appreciated and explained. V'heim ba'atzlam neged tesvav shir malos specific to Hillel. There are similarly 15 shir hamalos paragraphs in Tehillim. V'hayareach, the moon, shehu sha'ayla, chamisha asa yamim, which takes 15 days for it to wax ad tachlis melo'a, till it is fully waxed, a full moon, shekol zeraya, this all indicates, shahahis alus hu chamish asu ma'alus v'lo yoyser. That when it comes to something becoming a virtue, it's in 15 steps till the highest, most virtuous stratum. V'hu neged shem yud kei. As in the pasuk, ki beka Hashem tzura alamim. Sha'ol l'chamisha asa b'mispar. Yud kei is the name of Hashem, v'zeh, ki b'shem ka bara by shnei alamim, ha'olam azev, ha'olam avosh, ha'namar, ki beka Hashem tzura alamim. So this is no accident, that this world and the next world, this world created with the letter He and Olam Haba by virtue of the letter Yud, meaning that our purpose is to live in this world, reach the next world, and those together, the two worlds created by Ka, Yud, and He, and that's what these Milos are all about, because the Mala of coming to the Beis HaMikdash is ultimately in tandem with the mala of coming from this world into the next world. And that the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is actually even to be the bridge, such that we are able to fulfill through great closeness to Hashem our purpose in this world, which is for the sake of the next world. So these all relate to that great pasuk in Yeshayahu Chavov, ki beka Hashem tzur alamim. Umeyacha shebishem HaKadosh hazeh borosh ne'olam, tuchaladas ki amalas magiyim ad chamisha asu lo yaiser. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created with Yud and Hey, which is 15, the two worlds, and obviously ma'alos, virtues, number 15. Ki beka Hashem hazeh borosh hakol, lefichach iluha ilum ad chamisha asu, lekach kol ilui v'hisalus hu ad chamisha asu, ki kol ilui doyme kamoi ilui ilum. Every virtue is like the world itself, taking us to the next level. The levels all together, this world and next, 15. Okay, now let's look at the next.
So it's very interesting that it's not 15 to what we know of seven levels to seven levels to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not 15. You think
the levels that you're Shiver Rakiyim are entirely in the metaphysical realm. These are malos of human accomplishment. These are, right, these are virtues and gradations of human accomplishment made possible thanks to Hashem. Let's see what they are. We're going to move to the left-hand column, and there's an arrow. I numbered two. Ve'elu tesvav malos nechlokim legimel chalokim. Five, five, and five. He divides them up, the morale, brilliantly into three segments. The first five, Chamisha Rishonim, Kulam Medabrim B'ma Shehigia LiYisrael BiYitziyah. They're all about Yitziyas Mitzrayim, what we accomplished through having the end of slavery, what we became, expressed even more correctly, what we became, and by what Hashem gave us through that which we had gained in freedom. Hi hayitziya min hashiflus. That is, we no longer were lowly slaves. Shehayu avodim leMitzrayim. Ve'en kan hisalus rak shehutziya min Mitzrayim shelo yiyu avodim leMitzrayim. V'chamisha milos ha'emtziyim, the five middle milos, they are a step beyond just gaining freedom. Having kriyas yamsuf, which is a contravention of nature, is not just freedom. That's, as the Maharal is later going to explain, indicative of the fact that Jewish people are able to be treated and bring about, or have Hashem bring about, something supernatural for their sake. That the Jewish people and the destiny of Am Yisrael is me'al hateva, beyond mere nature. Hem his alus shehoyu Yisrael misalim al oilam hazeh b'mashana asalahem nisim. That there is something about us beyond, greater than the constraints or limitations of the natural world. And those are, of course, the middle five, which begins with Karalanu Esayam. And took us through the Charava. While the next was, of course, Shikat Zerenu, whereas those trying to flee, follow us and pursue us, our Tzorim drowned in the Yam, and so on. And then, V'chamisha Malos Achronos, the last five of the 15, Hu Tachlis Hachibur, V'hadibuk Bo Yisbarach Lagamri, those last five are all about the ultimate accomplishment, which is that Am Yisrael becomes bonded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that begins with giving us the Shabbos and bringing us close to Sinai and giving us the Torah and bringing us to Eretz Yisrael and then the Beis HaMikdash. These are the three general categories. That which we were taken from Mitzrayim and what Hashem did to the Mitzrayim when we were freed, those are the first five. That we are taken by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and given that possibility of even supernatural events surrounding us, because nature itself is, so to speak, going to be subdued by us and we are going to rise above nature and have the ability to override the constraints of mere nature. Those are the second five of the Milos. And then the last five of the Milos of the 15, that's all about our being brought into a unique bond with the divine. Let's see.
Five,
yes.
Shabbos, Torah, the land, and
Shabbos, coming close to Har Sinai. Kervanu Hamakum Lefnei Har Sinai. Nosan Lanu Es Atayra. Hichnisanu Leretz Yisrael. Ubanu Lanu Es Beis HaBechira. Those are the last five. So we look now on page Resh Samach Aleph, as he explains how within these three segments, five, five, and five, they go from one ma'ala to the next highest level. On page Resh Samach Aleph, that arrow we numbered three. V'tavin od ki chamesh ma'alos harishonos ba'atzmam. Within the first five of the ma'alos, yedua shekol achas yoser min hakodamos. Each is a higher level and has something greater than what came before it. Ki harishona hi hayitziya bilvat. Firstly, he took us from Mitzrayim. V'chein she'asu behem shvatim. That they, the Egyptians, were punished. Shehu yaisim ma'alu li'Yisrael. Mi'ilu ha'yaitzim b'loy shvatim she'asu behem. Which is, of course, something that they deserved. So that we were set free. And that those who had enslaved us cruelly were punished. That's another level. Va'od ki yasu b'loyheyem. That their pagan gods were smitten. That's even greater. Yoser, mishpatim she'asu behem, v'hu gnai lehem yoser. It's, of course, a greater embarrassment and a greater sense of humiliation. Va'od harag b'choreyem, v'hein nikroim reishis onam. That's their future. That's all about their great strength, their firstborn, wiped out. When you take their firstborn, that's striking them at their most vulnerable or at their most precious and most important aspect. You're taking and denying their bechorim, meaning their firstborn, their future. Now you might ask that if we get money from the spoils of the Egyptians, isn't that really not about Yitzias Mitzrayim? Isn't that a milah about Jews or the people Israel being treated uniquely? But the answer is no. That's really not that we are given power or something that's greater than the mere natural world around us. And secondly, the money that we received was really like reparations. You know, later on, the Egyptians, you know, tried to claim that, the Gemara says they tried to send messages to and have some kind of a claim against us with Alexander the Great. You know, the Jews, they had pilfered and taken the Egyptian wealth. And the answer was no, we had been enslaved and we were simply finally being given some money that we had earned. We are not given real virtue, or qualitatively we're not benefiting. At least we had physically some of their wealth. But then come the middle five. Chamesh malos hem tzeois, kulam gamkein mashi Yisrael kanu min hamayla, shehoyu misalim al hateva. The middle five are all about Am Yisrael gaining a quality, and quality that takes us above mere natural constraints. V'cholachas yosa nifla min harishona, each more wondrous than the one before it. Ki kriyas hayam hu ma'ala li Yisrael. That's a miracle done for us. Mashalahoyu b'chola makos b'mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim suffered because of the makos, while the Jews did not, but a miracle was not wrought in Egypt for our positive sake, for our benefits. Shahaya hayam shehu echad mimitzias ha'olam nechra v'yavesh. Yam meaning one of the foundations, like one of the great powers, one of the great basics of the world: earth, wind, fire, and water. And so, water is one of the basics of what the earth and what the universe is made up of. And the nature of water is being completely contravened for Am Yisrael's sake, that the yam becomes necharav v'yavesh, comes dry. Like in my Sha'ar Nisim Shayi b'Mitzrayim Shayi Hamakus b'Dvarim Pratiim m'Mitzias Ha'elam, as opposed to individual facets of nature with which the Mitzrayim were punished. Aval hayam shehu yisoid hamayim. It's elementary, one of the great elements. Now yam became dried. Af al gav she hikahayar b'damu b'tzfardim b'eretz b'kinim. Though there were makos involving the water and involving the earth and dust of the earth. Hefresh gadol yeshe ikra maka ma shehoyu hakinim sholtim b'eretz Mitzrayim v'hamaka nikrais kinim loy hefsed haaretz ki zeh churban v'hefsed nechshev la'aretz ma shehikahayar. It's not like the Nile is the same as the ocean. It's rather that the water of the Yamsuf represents the waters of all of the world, and the open sea, the open oceans of the world. And then therefore that Yam was no longer doing what Yam normally does. That water wasn't consistent with its typical nature. That is something which was done for the sake of Am Yisrael, and indicates that the world itself is, so to speak, in subservience to Am Yisrael's needs and Am Yisrael's destiny. It is about the oceans that the pasuk says, "Asher lo hayom v'hu asahu v'kibul hayom hefsed v'nechrav hayom," and water became just completely different from its norm for our sake. Lekach bikua hamayim hu inyan yaisen nifla shehoisa hamaka bedover shehu ikir ha'olam. Lekach b'mitzrayim ha'yapayel be'etzba belvad. In Mitzrayim, the makos are merely a finger, an etzba, meira al pratiyim, meaning there's an individual aspect of what typically happens in the world. Hashem is now using it to punish the Mitzrayim. Aval hayam ha'yitza hamaka biyad. However, as we read in the Haggadah, uses a full hand, if you will, to bring the Yam to become so different from its norm. V'chein kol advarim hanimshachim achar zeh hayro al ma'ala zayis sheYisrael einam mesurim tachas tivei ha'olam klal. What follows after Karolanu Vesayam, Havrianu Besaychu Becharava, Shika Tzureinu, Tzureinu Besaycha, these are all about the manner in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us and is willing to express how all of nature folds up underneath us when necessary. That the Dvarim HaTivi'im, skip a few lines down, five lines from the bottom, Ki Dvarim HaTivi'im Nivka'im V'Nifsodim Lifnei Yisrael. That natural orders do not stand up against us, on the contrary, they fold and are subservient to the people, the nation, Am Yisrael, and the destiny of Am Yisrael. V'Le'ayd Elapoylim and those natural constructs will not only fold and change, but even do so with direct negative consequence, such that our enemies are punished thereby. Bamidbar Arboim Shano. Klemer Makim Midbar Shehu Bilti Tivi Lihiyais Adam Sham Tzrachav. We're on the top of page Resh Samach Beis. A place where you can't survive in a desert or wilderness for 40 years. Vakarish Baruch Sipek Tzarcheim Bamidbar Arboim Shano. Shetira Bezeki Yisrael Noyeg in Yeneim Shaloi Alpi Hateva. So the middle five are all about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga of Am Yisrael is me'al l'teva, is beyond natural constraints. Beginning with what he did for us to split the Yam, give us a path of dry land, while drowning our enemies, and then providing for us with all our needs in the Midbar, and then the Man, the miraculous food of the Man. All showing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's taking us is now not enough. The first five are about taking us to freedom, but the middle five are about taking us and causing the world and the nature of the world to bend for our sake. Now come the last five. The last five of the Milos. V'hine, v'hei, Milos. Harishonot, slohoya, el Yisrael, hisalos. Kikulam hoyu, hayitzim, mimitzrayim. Shein zenech shavrak, shehoyu yoytzim l'or. Shlimius Hamitzius. We just become a nation, we are just born, we're taken from servitude, but that's not to say that we are going to have great status or power in this world. Shekodim Zehayu Nikroim Shehem Nivloim, the Gamri. We just swallowed up a part of Egypt in the belly of the beast. Kiim B'chamish Malas Emtzi'iyos Shehem Hayu Hisalus Yisrael. The middle five give us virtue. Achar hei hametzios, after the middle five, zachar hei malos kedoshos, come the last five. Those are the holy madregos of closeness to Hashem. Shal yodom hadibuk im Hashem yisbarach. It's the last five that are about our relationship to Hashem. Harishonim in hachamisha is, the first is nesinas Shabbos mitzvah lekis, the godly mitzvah Shabbos. V'hi habris ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu ben Yisrael. Bo yizdabku b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'zeh yidu. V'achakach shekirvim lifnei har Sinai. V'zeh ba'atzmai hadveikus ma shekirvim lifnei har Sinai. Garam lehab dibuk bo yuzbarach. V'adidei zeh posek zohem es nochosh. Sheba al chavak yuzbi gemara. We became pure by being close to Hashem before we received Torah. V'yoysim yizeh. The third of the last five. Shenosin lono es ha-Torah. Hu dibuk yoyser. Now that bonding with substance, the substance of Torah itself. It's like Nachlas Hashem Yisbarach himself, Eretz Yisrael. And then the fifth highest of the last five of the milos, the highest mile of the 15, Shebanu Lahem Beis HaBechira, Hashem Yisbarach Sheichin Itam Legamri. The fulfillment of Shechanti B'Seicha. So the Maharal has beautifully explained that the 15 Malas are five about leaving Mitzrayim and the circumstances of our departure from merely being taken such that we're not slaves to being given compensation. The next five are about how we, so to speak, step out into a world which becomes a world that is, in a sense, subservient to our destiny. That what will happen will be subject to what Am Yisrael is all about, and even nature itself will be set aside if necessary. Beginning with Kriyas Yamsuf, continuing with the dry land in Yamsuf, the destruction at the same time of our enemies in that same Yamsuf, where we are in dry land and they are not at the same time. And then, miraculously, all our needs in a midbar, provided for 40 years, and man. The last five are about our relationship to Hashem. That the milas of Am Yisrael in becoming Hashem's people and in becoming bonded to Hashem. Those are the last five. Those are obviously higher than the middle five. And they begin with the Shabbos and continue with Kervanu Lifnei Har Sinai, Nosan Lanu Es HaTorah, Hechnisanu L'Eretz Yisrael, Ubanu Lanu Es Beis HaBechira. So the Maharal has beautifully explained not only that the milos are one mila greater than the next and how and why each is superior, but also that within the 15 milos there are three distinct sections. The first, the middle, and the last five, with a theme to each of the first five, the middle five, and the last five. And Kama Milos, Tovos LaMakom Aleinu is now given so much more of structure and understanding with the Maharal, as he has explained the milos to us.